This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States announced new sanctions on Iran on Tuesday over Tehran's supplying of missiles to Russia for use in Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed that Tehran had begun supplying ballistic missiles to Moscow.
And demonstrates how Iran's destabilizing influence reaches far beyond the Middle East. For its part, Russia is sharing technology that Iran seeks. This is a two-way street, including on nuclear issues, as well as some space information.
Blinken announced new measures against Tehran. In addition to Iran Air, the U.S. is sanctioning individuals, businesses, and vessels involved in the transfer of Iranian weapons to Russia. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned a deadly Israeli airstrike in a designated safe zone in southern Gaza before dawn on Tuesday, UN spokesperson Staffan de Haarek said.
The use of heavy weapons in densely populated areas is unconscionable. Palestinians had moved to this area in Khan Yunis in search for shelter, in search of safety, after being repeatedly instructed to do so by the Israeli authorities themselves.
Palestinian officials said scores of people had been killed or injured in the strikes, with at least 19 dead bodies brought to hospitals and other victims feared lost or buried. The Israeli military says an American activist killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by its soldiers, drawing a strong rebuke from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the activist's family. Israel launched a criminal investigation into the 26-year-old activist's death. This is VOA News.